1993. godine.
At the urging of Jones.
Na poziv Jonesa.
This 1888 re-examined.
Ovo preispitivanje 1888.
was a mimeographed document.
Bio je šapirografirani dokumenat.
For private use only by certain general conference officials.
I mogli su ga privatno upotrebljavati samo neki članovi generalne konferencije.
Wieland and Short.
Wieland and Short
were two missionaries from Africa.
Bili su u stvari dvojica misionara iz Afrike.
They were sworn to silence on the topic.
Oni su morali da polože zakletvu da će ćutati o ovoj tematici.
And sent back to their mission field.
I vraćeni su natrag u svoja misionarska područja.
The document was not supposed to be published.
A pretpostavljalo se da ovaj dokumenat neće ugledati svetlost dana.
But somehow.
Ali na neki način.
A copy got loose.
Na neki način neka kopija se probila.
And got published.
I bila je objavljena.
Privately.
Privatno, naravno.
You have a copy in your library of the second edition.
Vi imate drugo izdanje ovog manuskripta u svojoj biblioteci.
That will be one reaction.
To je bila jedna reakcija.
Wieland and Short.
Wielanda i Shorta.
There will be a second reaction.
Bila je i druga reakcija.
A second set of events during this decade.
Drugi niz događaja u toku ove dekade.
There was a series of meetings held between 1955 and 1956.
Održan je niz sastanaka u toku 55. i 56. godine.
When two leading evangelical scholars.
Kada su dva vodeća evangelikalska teologa.
Began investigating Adventism.
Počela da ispituje adventizam.
To determine whether we were a cult.
Da bi odredili da li smo mi kult.
Or truly a Christian church.
Ili zaista hrišćanska crkva.
These two scholars would be Donald Gray Barnhouse.
Ta dva teologa su D.G. Barnhouse.
And Walter Martin.
I Walter Martin. Walter Martin.
Barnhouse will be the editor of is the editor of Eternity magazine.
Ovaj prvi je urednik časopisa Večnost.
At that time the most widely circulated religious magazine in the US.
U to doba to je bio najprošireniji verski časopis u Sjedinjenim Državama.
Martin was a young scholar that had been commissioned by the leading evangelical publisher in the United States.
A Martin je bio mladi teolog koji je dobio zadatak od jednog od vodećih teologa u Sjedinjenim Državama
to write a book on Adventists.
Da napiše knjigu o adventistima.
Were we really Christians?
Da li smo mi zaista hrišćani?
From the General Conference side?
Sa strane generalne konferencije?
L.A. Froom?
Froom.
And an Australian by the name of R.A. Anderson?
I Australac po imenu Anderson.
Both in the ministerial department of the General Conference.
Obojica su bila u propovedničkom odeljenju generalne konferencije.
And other leaders. And other leaders.
I druge vođe.
Would meet with these evangelicals.
Sastajali su se sa ovom dvojicom predstavnika protestantizma.
To discuss questionable points of Adventist doctrine.
Da bi diskutirali kako se to kaže, sumnjiva pitanja povezana u vezi sa adventizmom.
Now there was one Adventist scholar who was not invited to the party.
Ali postojao jedan adventistički teolog koji nije bio pozvan na ovu proslavu.
You may want to guess who that might be.
Možete misliti ko je taj? You.
No. M. L. Andreasen.
Oh, Andreasen je bio taj.
Andreasen will not be there.
Andreasen nije bio tu.
In fact, nobody even tells him about the discussions.
A u stvari nikomu čak nije ni rekao da se diskusija vodi.
He was retired, but they often use retired men for
this
sort of thing.
Da, on je već bio u penziji, ali vrlo se često naša crkva služi penzionisanim propovednicima.
The first thing that Andreasen will know is the published report.
Prvo što je saznao Andreasen, to je bio objavljeni izveštaj.
Eternity magazine.
Taj časopis Večnost. September 1956.
A copy of this will be in the collection of materials that I sent.
Kopija toga biće u materijalu koji ću vam poslati.
An article by Barnhouse.
Jedan članak napisao ga Barnhouse.
Or Seventh Day Adventists Christians.
Dali su Adventisti sedmog dana hrišćani.
And his conclusion.
Njegov zaključak.
Will cost him one half of his subscribers.
Koštao ga je jedne polovine njegovih pretplatnika.
Because the evangelical world is not going to like his conclusions.
Jer tom ekstremnom protestantskom svetu ne sviđaju se njegovi zaključci.
But neither will all the Adventist world.
A ni svi u adventističkom svetu neće ih rado prihvatiti.
This article becomes a bomb.
Ovaj članak je postao bomba.
Into the camp of the Adventists.
U adventističkom logoru.
I read from Barnhouse.
Ja ću čitati neke njegove reči.
At first the two groups looked upon each other with great suspicion.
Isprva su ove dve grupe gledale jedna drugu sa velikom sumnjičavošću.
Mr. Martin had read a vast quantity of Adventist literature.
Mr. Martin je pročitao veliku količinu adventističke literature
and presented them with a series of approximately 40 questions concerning their theological positions.
I na osnovu njih je izneo otprilike 40-ak teoloških pitanja koja su objašnjavala njihovu teološku poziciju.
And before the discussions progressed very far,
ali pre nego što su diskusije otišle suviše daleko,
it was perceived that the Adventists were strenuously denying.
Bilo je pretpostavljeno da adventisti ogorčeno odbijaju
certain doctrinal positions which had previously been attributed to them.
Neke doktrinalne pozicije koje su im bile ranije pripisivane.
And Martin presented one of these ideas.
I Martin je predstavio jednu od tih ideja.
And the leaders said, "We don't believe that."
A starešine su rekle, mi ne verujemo u to.
Well, Martin said you better go to your bookstore next door because you have books that teach it.
Kaže Martin njima, idite onda u svoju knjižaru tu u blizini jer tamo su neke knjige koje govore da vi to priznajete.
And the leaders did and removed those books from circulation.
Starešine su otišle i onda su te knjige uklonile iz opticaja.
Then they came to the human nature of Christ.
A onda se pojavilo pitanje ljudske prirode Isusa Hrista.
With the sinful tendencies theology.
Sa onom teologijom grešnih sklonosti.
Which was one of the reasons why they thought we were cultic.
To je bio jedan od razloga zašto su verovali da smo mi kult.
And he says this questioning procedure was repeated regarding the nature of Christ.
I kaže ova procedura preispitivanja bila je primijenjena na područje Hristove ljudske prirode.
Now I want you to listen carefully.
A sada molim vas da pažljivo slušate.
Because the fuse is now burning on the bomb.
Jer fitilj sada gori na bombi.
The same procedure was repeated regarding the nature of Christ.
Ista procedura bila je ponovljena u vezi sa Hristovom prirodom.
While in the flesh.
Dok je bio u telu.
Which the majority of the denomination has always held.
Za koju je većina denominacija uvek smatrala.
To be sinless, holy and perfect.
Da je on bio bezgrešan, svet i savršen.
Despite the fact.
Unatoč činjenici
that certain of their writers have occasionally gotten into print.
Da su neki od njenih pisaca povremeno stavljali u opticaj
with contrary views.
Suprotna mišljenja
completely repugnant to the church at large.
Potpuno neprihvatljiva za crkvu kao celinu.
Now I'm going to tell you right now.
A sad ću vam reći odmah.
The General Conference brethren did not tell the truth.
Braća u generalnoj konferenciji nisu kazala istinu.
All the arguments on this battle are not on one side.
Svi dokazi u ovoj bitci nisu na jednoj strani.
Now it's bad enough that they didn't tell the truth.
Ne samo da je dovoljno loše što već nisu rekli istinu.
But then they go on.
Već nastavlja se.
They further explain to Mr. Martin.
Oni su dalje objasnili gospodinu Martinu
that they had among their number,
da među njima ima nekih
certain members of their lunatic fringe.
Nekih vernika pomalo zaluđenih.
Even as there are similar wild-eyed, irresponsible people in every field of fundamental Christianity.
Kao što se sličnih zaluđenih podivljalih vernika može naći u svakoj denominaciji na svetu.
And lunatic fringe.
I ti malo zaluđeni.
Is in quotation marks.
Nalazi se to u navodnicima.
Showing the words of Fruman Anderson.
Tu je ponavljana navod iz Fruma i Andersona.
The first thing that Andreasen will know about this struggle.
Dakle, ovo je bilo prvo što je Andreasen saznao o ovoj bici.
Is when he reads this paper.
Kada je pročitao ovaj članak.
He used to be Adventism's greatest theologian.
On je navikao da bude adventistički najveći teolog.
Now he's the leader of the lunatics.
A sada postaje vođa zaluđenih.
So this becomes a very interesting turning point in Adventist theology.
I tako je ovo postala veoma zanimljiva prekretnica u adventističkoj teologiji.
Because Andreasen will not take this laying down.
Jer Andreasen nije dozvolio da to prođe samo tako.
He will fight vigorously.
On se ozbiljno srčano borio.
And like I said, the general conference caused to some, that is, the general conference leaders did cause some of their own problem.
Ja moram da priznam da su starešine generalne konferencije neke od svojih problema same prouzrokovali.
It seems to me that they said the opposite of the truth regarding the human nature of Christ.
Meni se čini da su one rekle nešto što je suprotno istini o našem gledištu o Hristovoj ljudskoj prirodi.
Barnhouse goes on.
Barnhaus nastavlja.
The position of the Adventist seems to some of us the position of the Adventist seems to some of us
pozicija adventista izgleda nekima od nas
in certain cases to be a new position.
U određenim slučajima da bude nova pozicija.
To them it may merely be the majority position of the sane leadership.
Za njih to je možda pretežna pozicija mudrog rukovodstva.
Inferring that some of the others weren't sane.
To je uključeno da oni drugi nisu baš mudri.
The sane leadership which is determined to put the brakes.
Mudrog rukovodstva koje je odlučno da prekine.
On any member who seeks to hold views divergent.
Da prekine sa svim vernicima koji na to pitanje gledaju drugačije.
From the responsible leadership of the denomination.
Drugačije od odgovornog vodstva crkve.
We come to the conclusion.
I sada dolazi zaključak.
I should like to say.
Ja bih voleo da kažem.
That we are delighted to do justice to a much maligned group of sincere believers.
Da smo mi radosni što možemo učiniti pravdu najozloglašenijoj grupi iskrenih vernika.
And in our minds and hearts.
I u našim umovima i srcima.
Take them out of the group of utter heretics.
Da ih izvadimo iz grupe krajnjih heretika.
Like the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Kao što su Jehovini svedoci.
Mormons.
Mormoni.
And Christian scientists.
I hrišćanska nauka.
To acknowledge them as redeemed brethren.
I da ih priznamo kao spašenu braću.
And members of the body of Christ.
I članove tela Hristovog.
This series of conferences and the reports that come out of it.
Taj niz konferencija i članaka koji su izašli posle.
Will open up a division in the Adventist Church.
Otvorila je put za podelu adventističkoj crkvi.
That will not go away.
Koja nikako ne prestaje.
Now I'm going to just say something.
Ja bih sada samo rekao nešto.
There's something that will go away.
Nešto će ipak prestati.
And that's time.
To je vreme.
I'm going to take back some of the minutes I gave you the other day.
Ja moram da povučem neke tačke redosleda koje sam vam dao.
And give a 6-minute break.
Daću vam šest minuta pauze.
Because I'm running out of space.
Zato što mi nedostaje prostora i vremena.
10 minutes after.
Vraćamo se ovde 10 minuta posle 10.
We'll start for the final. Made a semi-official reply
Generalna konferencija je učinila jedan poluslužbeni odgovor
to Martin's questions in 1957.
Na pitanja koja je postavljao Martin 97. godine. Na njegova pitanja o doktrini.
Book that was printed by the hundreds of thousands and distributed to clergymen everywhere.
To je knjiga koja je objavljena u stotinama hiljada primjeraka i podeljena sveštenicima i propovednicima na sve strane.
Questions on doctrine in nearly every case holds to traditional Adventist theology.
Ova pitanja o doktrini u skoro svakom slučaju drže se tradicionalne adventističke teologije.
But it will differ in two places.
Ali se razlikuju na dva mjesta.
And that will make it the most hated book in Adventist history by the perfectionistic wing of the Adventist Church.
I to će učiniti da ova knjiga postane najomraženija knjiga u istoriji adventizma od strane perfekcionista i onih koji su se držali tradicionalno.
In 1960 Martin will reply to questions on doctrine.
60. godine Martin će odgovoriti na ove prigovore.
In a book entitled The Truth About Seventh-day Adventists.
U knjizi koja je nazvana Istina o adventistima sedmog dana.
Published by Zondervan Publishing House.
Koju je objavila izdavačka kuća Zondervan.
In a foreword to that book.
U predgovoru za tu knjigu.
Martin writes.
Martin piše.
That a large division has arisen in the Seventh-day Adventists.
Da je velika podela nastala među adventistima.
Over questions on doctrine.
O pitanjima doktrine.
And recognition by evangelicals.
I priznanja od strane tradicionalnog protestantizma.
And then he wrote this very explosive paragraph.
A onda je napisao ovaj veoma eksplozivni paragraf.
Only those Seventh-day Adventists.
Samo oni adventisti sedmog dana.
Who follow the Lord in the same way as their leaders.
Koji slede Gospoda na isti način kao i njihove starešine.
Who have interpreted for us.
Koji su za nas protumačile.
The doctrinal position of their church.
Doktrinalnu poziciju njihove crkve.
Are to be considered true members of the body of Christ.
Mogu se smatrati pravim članovima tela Hristovog.
So now we have this good brother dividing us into those who are Christians and those who are cultic.
Prema tome, ovaj naš dobri brat deli nas kao adventiste na dve grupe, na jedne koji su pravi hrišćani, a na druge koji su pripadnici kulta.
And of course the cultic group is led by no less a figure than M.L. Andreasen.
I naravno, ova grupa pripadnika kulta nije vođena nikim drugim osim gospodinom Andreasenom.
The denomination's chief theologian in the 40s, but who has now been sidelined by Froome and Anderson to the lunatic fringe.
Koji je bio vodeći adventistički teolog 40-ih godina, a sad je potisnut od strane Froomea kao malo zaluđeni.
Andreasen will have a rather violent reaction to questions on doctrine.
Naravno, Andreasen je na prilično ovako nasilan način odgovorio na knjigu pitanja o doktrini.
That the leaders of the denomination had betrayed Adventism.
I izjavio da su starešine adventizma izdale adventizam.
Had betrayed what is Adventist in Adventism.
Da su izdale ono što je adventističko u adventizmu.
And so he would write a little book.
I tako će on napisati knjigu.
Actually a series of papers.
U stvari izdaće niz članaka.
I will include the first one in my package.
Ja ću prvi od tih članaka uključiti u moj paket.
His are called Letters to the Churches.
Te svoje članke on je nazvao Pisma crkvi.
Andreasen was particularly upset at two points.
Andreasen je bio posebno uznemiren zbog dve tačke.
Firstly,
prvo,
questions on doctrine talked about a completed atonement on the cross.
Pitanja o doktrini govore o završetku pomirenja, dela pomirenja na krstu.
And you will remember.
A vi ćete se setiti.
That his three-phase atonement.
Da njegovo takozvano trofazno pomirenje.
set the stage for his whole understanding.
Je na neki način postavilo scenu za celokupni njegov sistem razumevanja.
And the atonement by the final generation would still be future.
A dok za njega je pomirenje koje obavlja konačna generacija i dalje stvar budućnosti.
Now this first issue really is not a substantial issue.
Ovo prvo pitanje nije u stvari ono najvažnije.
It's one of how you say words and how you put ideas together.
Radi se o tome kako ste neke reči odabrali ili kako ste ideje izrazili.
The book merely says that Christ completed the atonement and then applies the fruits of the atonement.
Knjiga kaže da je Hristos završio pomirenje, a onda je primenjivao plodove pomirenja.
But Andreasen is very upset.
Međutim, Andreasen je bio veoma, veoma uznemiren.
On this concept of a completed atonement.
Tim konceptom dovršenog pomirenja.
But an issue that would truly signal a change.
Ali ono što je zaista signaliziralo promenu
and will really be a substantial shift in Adventist theology.
I što će stvarno predstavljati jednu stvarnu promenu u adventističkoj teologiji
would have to do on the sinful nature of Christ.
To je ono pitanje grešne prirode Isusa, grešne ljudske prirode Isusa Hrista.
For the first time the Baker letter,
prvi put od Bekerovih pisama,
and many other documents will be published under this heading.
I mnogih drugih dokumenata koji su izdati o toj tematici.
Track number 2 comes to the surface for the first time ever.
Traktat broj 2 dolazi na površinu prvi put od kad postojimo.
And Froom and Anderson had excellent documentation.
A Froom i Anderson imali su izvanrednu dokumentaciju.
For Christ not being just like Adam after the
da
fall.
Da Hristos nije bio stvarno u svemu kao Adam.
Unfortunately,
ali na nesreću,
even though they had good information,
iako su imali dobre informacije,
they didn't completely tell the truth.
Nisu rekli potpunu istinu.
They put headings in that were the opposite of what Ellen White said in the compilation at the end of the book.
Oni su stavili neke naslove koji su govorili sasvim suprotno onome što je Ellen White stavila u kompilaciji knjige.
They put a heading that indicated that she said that Christ never had a sinful nature.
Oni su stavili naslov koji je sugerisao da je Ellen White kazala da Hristos nikada nije imao grešnu prirodu.
And as we've already noted,
a kao što smo već zapazili,
she said just the opposite.
Ona je rekla suprotno tome.
And then they left out the quotations where she said that Christ had a sinful nature.
Pa su oni zato onda izostavili te citate u duha proroštva u kojima ona govori da je on imao grešnu prirodu.
It's unfortunate that they had to play around with the truth.
Na nesreću vidite, nesretno je što su se oni tako izigravali sa istinom.
Because they really had the quotations to prove their position.
Jer zaista su imali citate kojima bi dokazali svoju poziciju.
But when they didn't tell the whole truth,
ali pošto nisu rekli celu istinu,
that gave Andreasen a very solid platform from which to argue.
To je Andreasenu dalo jednu veoma solidnu platformu da ih napadne.
And he will become very, very aggressive on the sinful tendencies of Christ theology.
I on je postao veoma, veoma agresivan što se tiče grešnih sklonosti u Hristovoj
ljudskoj prirodi. In his first letter to the churches he would write, in the first letter to the church, he will write,
prvom pismu crkvama on bi napisao,
no one can claim to believe the testimonies.
Niko ne može tvrditi da veruje u svedočanstva.
And also believe in the new theology.
A da istovremeno prihvati novu teologiju.
That Christ was exempt from human passions.
Da je Hristos bio izuzet od ljudskih strasti.
It is one thing or the other.
ili jedno ili drugo.
The denomination is called upon to decide.
Jer i crkva je pozvata da odluči.
To accept the teaching of questions on doctrine.
Da prihvati učenja knjige pitanja o doktrini.
Or the gift of God through Ellen White.
Ili Božji dar preko Ellen White.
Once again.
I ponovo.
We have a new battle taking place in Adventism.
Imamo novu bitku koja se odigrava u krilu Adventizma.
Founded on the writings of Ellen White.
Utemeljenu na spisima duha proroštva.
The first was the law in Galatians.
Prva je bila o zakonu Galatima.
The second was the struggle over the daily.
Druga je bila borba oko svakodnevne žrtve. U našoj Bibliji piše svakodnevna žrtva. U njihovog piše samo svakodnevna. I upravo u tome je bitka što se ne zna šta je.
And the third will be over the nature of Christ.
A treća bitka je bila oko ljudske prirode Isusa Hrista.
And then Andreasen concluded his first letter.
I onda Andreasen završava svoje prvo pismo.
The statement regarding the Adventist landmark or pillar doctrines.
To je njegova izjava u vezi sa adventističkim temeljnim ili stubovima naše vere.
I now quote.
Ja sad kaže, citiram.
I grieve deeply.
Duboko se slažem.
As I see the foundation pillars being destroyed.
Kada vidim da se razaraju temelji naše vere.
Well, what foundation pillars being destroyed?
Koji su to temelji, koji su to stubovi naše vere razoreni?
The sinful tendencies theology of Christ's human nature.
Ta teologija o grešnim sklonostima Hristove ljudske prirode.
Now after having this course, you know where that came from.
Ali pošto smo ovdje razmatrali to pitanje, vi znate odakle je došlo to.
We'll come back to that.
Vraćamo se na to.
What was Andreasen's reward for this violent reaction?
A kakvu nagradu je dobio Andreasen za ovakav jedan silovit odgovor?
The denomination removed his ministerial credentials.
Crkva mu je oduzela njegovo propovjedničko ovlaštenje.
And removed all his books from publications.
I uklonila sve njegove knjige sa liste publikacija.
This is at the exact time I came to the church.
To je upravo vrijeme when you came to the
church. This is the exact time I was baptized.
To je bilo upravo vrijeme kad sam ja došao u crkvu, kad sam se krstio.
And they had created a martyr.
I tako je stvoren mučenik.
And I took the side of Andreasen.
Ja sam stao na njegovu stranu.
I don't now. I don't take that side now.
A danas nisam na njegovoj strani.
But this is the part where I come into Adventist history.
To je ta vrata kroz koje sam ja ušao u adventističku istoriju.
With my own drive for Andreasenite perfection.
Da, ja sam imao taj isti nagon ka savršenstvu kao i Andreas.
It is unfortunate.
Na nesreću.
That every generation of Adventists.
Da svaka generacija Adventista.
Has fought over a new landmark.
Bori se oko novih, kako se to kaže, putokaz, međaša istine.
On the basis of Ellen White's writings.
U vezi sa spisima duha proroštva.
According to Butler, the law in Galatians was one of the Adventist landmarks.
Prema Butleru, Zakon u Galatima je bio jedan od takvih adventističkih stubova, međaš.
And the same with the daily.
A isto tako kada se radilo o svakodnevnoj žrtvi.
One of the great tragedies of church history.
Ali to su sve velike tragedije u istoriji crkve.
Is that men and women,
ljudi i žene.
And their sincere desire to protect the truth.
I njihova iskrena želja da se zaštiti istina.
Have repeatedly manufactured new landmarks.
Su stalno iznova proizvodili nove međaše.
While their motives behind such actions may be positive,
iako njihove pobude iza njihovih akcija su možda bile pozitivne,
the result has too often been negative and divisive.
Rezultati su vrlo često bili negativni, razorni.
Since the landmark creating situation points to their own prejudices rather than to the Bible.
Pošto su ti međaši koje su oni stvarali više ukazivali na njihove predrasude nego na biblijsku nauku.
This process of creating landmarks was very evident at the Minneapolis General Conference.
Taj proces stvaranja međaša je bio veoma vidljiv na konferenciji u Minneapolisu.
Ellen White will reflect on this in manuscript 13, 1889.
Ellen White je na to odgovorila u svom manuskriptu 13.
There was much talk about standing by the old landmarks, she said.
U kojem je bilo mnogo, kaže, bilo je mnogo govora o čuvanju starih međaša.
And I'm quoting.
Ja citiram.
There was evidence that they did not know what the old landmarks were.
Ima dokaza da oni uopšte ne znaju šta su to stari međaši.
They had perverted ideas of what constituted the landmarks of Adventism.
I da su potpuno izopačili samu ideju od čega se sastoji ti stari međaši.
She then pointed them back to the 1844 period.
A onda ih vraća natrag u period 44. godine.
And I quote.
Ja citiram.
One of the landmarks under the message was the Temple of God.
Jedan od međaša u našoj poruci je bio Božji hram.
Seen by his truth-loving people in heaven.
Koje su videli oni koji na nebu oni koji vole Gospoda.
And the ark containing the law of God.
A zatim sećate se da je to i kovčeg koji sadrži Božji zakon.
The light of the Sabbath of the fourth commandment flashed its strong rays.
Zatim svetlost o Bibliji i četvrtoj zapovesti obasjala je velikim svetlom naš put.
The non-immortality of the wicked.
Zatim o umrlosti nebesmrtnosti bezakonika. Molim? Pa znaš šta je, kad kažeš immortality, onda kažeš ne-immortality. Znači da bezakonici nemaju besmrtnost.
Is an old landmark.
A to je stari međaš.
I call to mind nothing more.
Ja ne podsjećam vas ni na šta više.
That can come under the heading of the old landmarks.
To bi se moglo staviti pod naslov starih međaša.
All this cry about changing the old landmarks.
Sva ta vika oko menjanja starih međaša
is all imaginary.
Je izmišljena.
I have a sneaking suspicion she'd probably say that about the human nature of Christ too.
Ja imam neko predosećanje da bi ona to isto rekla i za pitanje Hristove ljudske prirode.
Anybody with much knowledge of Adventist history knows it's not an old landmark.
Svaki onaj ko ima dovoljno znanja o adventističkoj istoriji može da kaže da to nije stari međaš.
But in spite of her clarity.
Ali uprkos ovog razjašnjenja
Andreasen's battle over the nature of Christ landmark is still with us.
Andreasenovo brbljanje o međašu Hristove ljudske prirode i dalje se ponavlja.
And certain Adventist groups have grown out of this struggle.
I neke adventističke grupe su nastale na osnovu ove borbe.
They collectively call themselves historic Adventists.
Oni sebe kao grupu nazivaju istorijski adventisti.
Of course, the part of our history that's reflecting back to is really 1940s.
Svakako jedan deo naše istorije nas vraća u 40. godine.
I would be surprised if some of you haven't seen some of their literature.
Ja bih bio iznenađen da neki među vama niste se sreli sa njihovom literaturom.
Such as Our Firm Foundation.
Kao što je naš čvrsti temelj.
Put out by Hope International.
Koja je internacionalna publikacija.
Or books by the Standish Brothers.
Ili knjige koje izdaju braća Standish.
Or one from my first pastor.
Ja imam jednu.
Vance Farrow.
Vance Farrow, koji je bio moj prvi pastor.
He has a magazine called Pilgrim's Rest.
On ima časopis koji izdaje Hodočasnikov odmor.
We call it Pilgrim's Unrest.
Mi zovemo njega hodočasnik na odmoru.
Or the evangelist that brought me into the church.
On je ili evangelista koji mene doveo u crkvu.
Ralph Larson.
Larson.
There are many groups on this far perfectionistic Andreasenite perspective.
Ima mnogo takvih grupa koje se formiraju oko Andreasenovog perfekcionističkog shvatanja.
The most influential theologian to come out against Andreasen would be a British gentleman.
Najuticajniji teolog koji se usprotivio Andreasenu, to je jedan britanski teolog.
Edward Heppenstall.
Edward Heppenstall.
Would be influential in Adventism.
On je uticajan u Adventizmu.
From the 1950s up through the early 1970s.
On je od 50-ih do 70-ih godina bio vrlo uticajan u Adventizmu.
Heppenstall stood over against Andreasen.
On je ustao protiv Andreasena.
On such issues as the nature of Christ.
U takvim pitanjima kao što je ljudska Hristova priroda.
And the atonement.
I pomirenje.
He emphasized the finished atonement on the cross.
On je naglašavao pomirenje na krstu.
The helplessness of human nature.
Bespomoćnost ljudske prirode.
The new covenant experience.
Iskustvo novog zaveta.
The inability of humans to achieve perfect sinlessness.
Zatim nesposobnost čovjeka da postigne savršenstvo.
And justification by faith in relation to the entire plan of salvation.
I opravdanje vjerom u odnosu na celokupni plan spasenja.
Heppenstall brought into the church.
Heppenstall je uneo u crkvu.
A more cross-centered. A more cross-centered.
Krst kao centar naše teologije.
Christ-centered.
Hristocentričnost.
Evangelical theology.
Evangelsku teologiju.
You might say that Heppenstall's mission was to lead us back to Christ.
Ja mislim da je Heppenstallova misija bila da nas vrati natrag Hristu.
Perhaps Heppenstall's greatest influence.
Možda je Heppenstallov najveći uticaj.
Came through a generation of seminary students.
Došao i od generacije studenata seminara.
That sat in his classes. That attended his classes.
Koja je prisustvovala njegovim predavanjima.
And either became ministers or theological teachers.
I kasnije su postali propovednici ili nastavnici, profesori teologije.
Many of us were influenced by Heppenstall.
Mnogi među nama su pod uticajem Heppenstalla.
He was my teacher.
On je bio moj profesor.
Such men as the Dutchman Hans Larendel.
Zatim Holanđanin Hans Larendel.
And the very popular preacher Morris Venden.
I zatim veoma popularni govornik Morris Venden.
Would also emphasize themes uplifted by Heppenstall.
Također je i on naglašavao teme koje je u crkvu uneo Heppenstall.
One man that was his student that would certainly take his teachings further than he expected anybody to take them.
Jedan čovjek koji je svoje učenje oterao dalje nego što je očekivao.
Would be the Australian Desmond Ford.
To je bio Desmond Ford.
Desmond Ford was basically doing theology against the perfectionists.
Desmond Ford je prvobitno svoju teologiju usmeravao protiv perfekcionista.
And to me, he's a good example of what happens when you do theology against your neighbor.
On mi je dobar primjer šta se događa kada vi svoju teologiju usmeravate protiv svoga bližnjega.
He backed off the other end of the platform.
On je otišao na drugu stranu platforme.
If they were saying everything is sanctification and perfection,
ako želite kažete sve o posvećenju i o savršenstvu,
he was saying everything is justification.
On je govorio da je sve to opravdanje.
And lost soteriological balance.
I tako je izgubio soteriološku ravnotežu.
And in the wake of that problem would develop other problems with the sanctuary.
I naravno na temelju ovog problema pojavio se i drugi problem povezan sa svetilištem.
And the final judgment.
I konačnim sudom.
Beyond Heppenstall and those who were taught by him,
Osim Heppenstalla i onih koji su prihvatili njegovo učenje.
The General Conference would also supply theological leadership.
I generalna konferencija je također davala teološko vodstvo.
In the soteriological struggles related to Andreasen's theology.
U ovoj soteriološkoj borbi koja je bila usmjerena protiv Andreasena.
And the theological contributions of Wieland and Short.
A isto tako u teološkom doprinosu Wielanda i Shorta.
Perhaps the foremost general conference men?
Možda je najistaknutiji čovjek generalne konferencije.
Would be Froome.
Bio Froome.
Anderson.
Anderson.
And a man by the name of A.V. Olsen.
A isto tako i čovjek po imenu Olsen.
They would not only try to get the denomination to see the fallacy of Andreasen.
Oni ne samo da su željeli da pomognu crkvi da uvidi pogrešnost Andreasena,
but also to see the problems the incorrect theology of Wieland and Short.
A već i da sagleda nedovoljno dobru teologiju Wielanda i Shorta.
In 1966
godine
Olsen will write a book entitled Through Crisis to Victory.
Olsen je napisao knjigu Kroz krize do pobede.
Uplifting a more accurate view of 1888.
Na neki način naglašavajući tačnije poglede iz 1888.
But some people said, okay, where's the victory?
Ali neki su pitali, ali gdje je onda pobjeda?
And so when the book was republished years later,
i nekoliko godina kasnije njegova knjiga je ponovo objavljena.
It was entitled 13 Crisis Years.
Ali je dobila novi naslov 13 kriznih godina.
1971.
Godine.
Saw Froome publish another book.
Froome je objavio sljedeću knjigu. Koja je izazvala promjenu smjera u adventističkoj teologiji.
This is not Froome's best book.
Ali to nije njegova najbolja knjiga.
In fact, it's his worst book.
Čini mi se da je najgora. To je pokret sudbinski pokret.
He pushed the evidence beyond where it would go.
On je na neki način preokrenuo dokaze, učinio da dokazuju ono što ne dokazuju.
And then burned part of the evidence.
A onda je spalio jedan deo dokaza.
I spent 2 weeks just trying to find the man who burned the evidence.
Ja sam proveo 2 sedmice pokušavajući da pronađem te dokaze koje on prikrio.
Historians don't burn evidence.
Historičari se nikad ne bave sakrivanjem činjenica.
But Movement of Destiny has a lot of good things.
Međutim, ova knjiga pokret, sudbinski pokret ima i veoma dobrih strana.
But it also has some problems.
Ali i naravno i nekih slabih.
But most significantly.
Ali ono što je najznačajnije.
It reignited the big battle over 1888.
Ona je ponovo rasplamsala staru borbu oko 1888. godine.
In that book,
u toj knjizi,
Froome confrontationally calls for Wieland and Short to repent.
Froome poziva Wielanda i Shorta da se pokaju.
In regard to their call for the denomination to repent.
Kao odgovor na njihov poziv da se crkva pokaje.
Now these men had been sworn to silence.
Ovi ljudi su bili zakleti da ćute.
22 years before.
Pre 22 godine.
And they hadn't been completely silent, but mostly silent.
Nisu bili potpuno tihi, ali ćutali su uglavnom.
But this book had a foreword by both the General Conference president and the president for North America.
A ova knjiga je imala predgovor koji su napisali predsjednik generalne konferencije i potpredsjednik generalne konferencije za Severnu Ameriku.
Thus said Wieland and Short.
I tako su Wieland i Short.
This is an official statement by the General Conference because he's endorsed, it's been endorsed.
Kazali su ovdje je jedno službeno stanovište generalne konferencije koje je sada i objavljeno.
We were called to repent.
Nas su pozvali da se kajemo.
We repent.
Kajemo se.
And they wrote a book.
A onda su napisali knjigu.
Called an explicit confession due to the church.
Izrazito priznanje crkvi.
And they confessed that they were right.
priznali su da su bili u pravu.
And that the denomination was wrong.
I da je crkva imala krivo.
And from that day to the present.
I od toga dana do danas.
There has been a steady stream of literature on 1888.
Stalno je jedna čitava reka spisa o godini 88.
And this has caused a denomination within the denomination.
I to je na neki način izazvalo nastanak crkve u crkvi.
Actually in the denomination today there's two denominations within the denomination. That is, they still church members, but they have their own camp meetings, their own publishing houses, their own educational institutions.
Moramo priznati da postoji crkva u crkvi. Oni su I dalje vernici crkve, ali sazivaju svoje posebne konferencije, održavaju logorovanja I bave se svojim poslovima.
One will be the historic Adventist following Andreasen.
Jedna od takvih grupa su istorijski adventisti koja sledi Andreasena.
And the other will be the Wheeland and Short 1888 types.
A drugo je pokret Wheelanda I Shorta po pitanju 888. godine. Can you tell us?
Is this the
truth for the North America, or do you speak about
that? Brother, it's throughout the world. And you can count your blessings if they haven't got here yet.
Da, ja ga pitam, da li ovo o čemu on govori stanje u Americi ili stanje u svetu? On kaže da je to stanje u svetu. Da možemo mi smatrati posebnim Božjim blagoslovom što se to stanje nije reprodukovalo u našoj zemlji.
These movements are so divisive in some places that you can't even do evangelism.
Da, ti ljudi su toliko nastupaju da jednostavno kao da evangeliziraju.
Their entire mission is to convert Adventists to the truth.
Ali njihova evangelizacija se odnosi na adventiste. Oni žele adventiste da obrate svojoj istini.
Their truth.
Njihova istina.
Well, what can we say about Wheeland and Short's position?
A šta da kažemo o poziciji Wheelanda I Shorta?
Certainly they emphasize the positive side.
Naravno, pozitivna strana.
Their emphasis on salvation in Christ.
Njihov naglašavanje spasenja u Isusu Hristu.
The proactive work of God in searching out sinners.
Proaktivno Božje delovanje u traženju grešnika.
Their emphasis on faith in the new covenant.
Zatim njihovo naglašavanje vere u Novi Zavet.
But there are also problematic aspects.
Ali ima I problematičnih aspekta.
Probably one is the fact that they say that the concept of righteousness by faith.
Jedan od njih je možda što oni kažu da je koncept opravdanja verom.
Presented at Minneapolis.
Koji je predstavljen u Minneapolisu.
Was greater than what the reformers had.
Je mnogo veći nego što su sami reformisti smatrali.
We noted that that was contradicted already by Ellen White and Wagoner.
Vi znate da se to već, tome se suprotstavili I Ellen White I Wagoner.
Secondly,
drugo,
they have the same Andreasen's understanding of the nature of Christ.
Oni imaju isto Andreasenovo shvatanje Hristove ljudske prirode.
Thirdly,
treće,
the end product
krajnji proizvod
of their theology,
njihove teologije,
is still Andreasenite perfectionism.
Je Andreasenovski perfekcionizam.
Fourthly,
četvrto,
a misunderstanding of what happened at the 1893 General Conference session.
Zatim potpuno nerazumevanje onoga što se dogodilo na generalnoj konferenciji 93. godine.
Claiming that we rejected the latter rain.
Jer su oni tvrdili da te godine mi smo odbacili pozni dažd.
I've already shown you that Jones was seeking to bring about the latter rain through the false prophecies of Anna Rice.
Vi se sećate da je Jones pokušao da navede crkvu da prihvati pozni dažd, ali na osnovu svedočenja Anna Rice, lažne proročice.
Most significantly,
još značajnije,
reading the Bible and Ellen White through the eyes of Jones and Wagoner.
Čitajući
Wheeland and Short.
Ja sam završio 5 godina sastanaka u vezi sa Wheelandom I Shortom.
Along with several vice presidents from the General Conference and a dozen theologians.
Zajedno sa podpredsednicima generalne konferencije I tucetom teologa.
Final conclusion.
Konačni zaključak.
And I told them bluntly.
Ja sam im rekao otvoreno.
They were not an Ellen White cult.
Da Mi nismo kult Ellen White.
They had formed a Jones and Wagoner cult.
Da su oni formirali kult Jonesa i Wagonera.
And couldn't prove their position from true exegesis of Scripture.
I ne mogu da dokažu svoju poziciju na osnovu pravilne egzegeze teksta.
Or a plain reading of Ellen White.
Ili na osnovu jasnih svedočenja duha proroštva.
But they take Jones and Wagoner's theology.
Ali oni uzimaju teologiju Jonesa i Wagonera.
And plug in scriptural quotations.
I unutra stavljaju i tekstualne citate.
And Ellen White material.
I stavljaju tu unutra i materijale duha proroštva.
Generally used in an unexegetical way.
A obično ih uzimaju na neegzegetski način.
A very serious problem.
Veoma ozbiljan problem.
Is their concept of justification.
Je njihov koncept opravdanja.
Which says that justification, we're born justified.
Oni kažu da smo mi rođeni opravdani.
As Wieland and Short put it.
Wieland and Short kažu.
Christ's sacrifice.
Hristova žrtva.
Is not merely provisional.
Nije samo nešto što nam se daje.
But effective for the whole world.
Već ona deluje na celi svet.
So the only reason that anyone can be lost.
Dakle, jedini razlog da bi bilo ko mogao da bude izgubljen.
Is he's chosen to resist the saving grace of God.
Jeste ako on odluči da se odupre Božoj spasonosnoj blagodati.
Their convert, Jack Sequeira, says it even more plainly.
Njihov obraćenik Sequeira.
Yeah.
Oh, mama mia. Ja se spremam da prevodim njegove knjige.
I know that Jack's been over here.
Pa, he was here, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming back too.
A vratit ćemo se na to.
I'll read from his book.
Ja sam čitao njegovu knjigu.
Beyond Belief.
Iza verovanja.
And this is a quotation.
Citat.
I believe the Bible teaches.
Ja verujem da Biblija uči.
That God actually and unconditionally saved all humanity at the cross.
Da je Bog stvarno i bez izuzetka spasao celo čovečanstvo na krstu.
So that we are justified and reconciled to God by that act.
Tako da smo mi opravdani i pomireni sa Bogom tim činom.
I believe that the only reason.
Ja verujem da jedini razlog.
Anyone will be lost.
Što bi iko mogao da bude izgubljen.
Is because he or she.
Zato što on ili ona
willfully and persistently rejects God's gift of salvation.
Namerno i istrajno odbijaju ponudu spasenja.
In Christ.
U Hristu.
Excuse me, I'm The basic teaching is.
Osnovno njihovo učenje.
You're born justified.
Rođen si kao opravdan.
The only way you can be lost.
Jedini način da budeš izgubljen.
Is to consistently, excuse me, how they say it, willfully and persistently reject God's gift.
To je da namerno i istrajno odbijaš Božji dar.
The first time I heard this, I couldn't believe my ears.
Prvi put kad sam ovo čuo, nisam mogao da verujem svojim ušima.
You mean we're all born justified.
Mi smo svi rođeni opravdani.
And you can't be lost unless you willfully reject Christ?
Ne možeš biti izgubljen ako namerno i istrajno odbijaš Hrista.
My immediate reply?
Moj neposredni odgovor.
We should stop sending missionaries right away.
Treba odmah da prestanemo da šaljemo misionare.
The more missionaries we send,
što više misionara šaljemo,
the more people will be lost.
To će više ljudi biti izgubljeno.
Because they'll be able to reject Christ.
Zato što će biti u stanju da odbace Hrista.
They can't do that if they haven't heard about him.
A možda to ne bi učinili da nisu ni čuli o njemu.
In fact, we ought to stop doing evangelism.
Zato treba prestati sa evangelizacijom.
In fact, I would suggest we stop preaching.
Ja sam predložio čak da se prestane i propovedanje.
Because if we're all born justified,
jer ako, pošto smo svi rođeni opravdani,
and it can only be lost,
i možemo se izgubiti,
by willful rejection,
jedino ako namerno odbijemo,
the more ignorance you have, the better.
Što znači, što više neznanja imaš, to bolje po tebi.
But the biblical teaching is not that you're born justified.
Ali nije biblijsko učenje da si rođen opravdan.
But rather, that Christ died for all people.
Već da je Hristos umro za sve ljude.
On the cross.
Na krstu.
But salvation comes as a response by faith.
Ali spasenje dolazi kada u veri odgovoriš.
Now this group does teach salvation just righteousness by faith.
Da, ova grupa uči opravdanje verom.
But there is an unsolvable contradiction in their justification by birth.
Međutim postoji nerešiva kontradiktornost u njihovom učenju o tome i opravdanju vere.
You see, I'm pushing very fast right now.
A vidite da nešto idem jako brzo upravo
In
sada.
The Bible, faith is a necessary condition to saving
Biblijska
justification.
Biblijska vera je neophodni preduslov za spasenje.
The focus is on accepting and accepting God's offer.
Fokus je na prihvatanju Božje ponude.
Rather than in not rejecting it.
A ne na odbijanju.
Well, there's many other things that could be said.
Ima još mnogo što bi se moglo reći.
Probably one other thing that I should say.
Možda jedna od stvari koju bi trebalo da kažem.
Is that there is a movement soteriologically in Adventism today.
Da danas postoji soteriološki pokret u okviru adventizma danas.
That rejects the substitutionary sacrifice.
Koji odbacuje zameničku žrtvu.
Such members, such writers as Jack Provancha.
Takvi pisci kao što je Jack Provancha.
That's a primitive concept.
Kažu da je to primitivni koncept.
A. Graham Maxwell.
Maxwell. Do we have a real theologian on our side, or are they all
no, no,
on
no,
the
this
other
is,
side?
It's not reasonable.
No. I'm just wondering if there
are
some of them.
You're talking about individuals. I'm just talking about trends.
Ja govorim o trendovima. Ja se samo pitam, je li neko ostao na našoj strani ili su svi prešli na drugu stranu? Alright, kažem, ja ne govorim o pojedincima, ja govorim o trendovima.
And here we do have some concepts.
Ovde mi imamo neke koncepte.
Of liberal Protestantism coming into the church through philosophy.
Protestantizma koji dolazi u nas, u naše redove.
These concepts are very strong, particularly with certain people that have gone through Loma Linda University and other places.
Da, ovi koncepti su veoma jaki, posebno među nekim teolozima koji pripadaju krugu oko Loma Linda Univerziteta.
Well, I ran out of space.
Ali ja potroših svoje vreme.
Let me just say a little bit about perfection.
Ajde da vam kažem još nekoliko reči o savršenstvu.
I know we've got to be out of here, so I'll take 1 minute.
Jedan minut, znam da morate izaći.
Perfectly reproducing the character of Christ.
Savršeno obnavlja pokazivanje Hristovog karaktera.
In the two previous pages to that statement in Christ Object Lesson 67 and 68.
Na dve stranice koje prethode tekstu knjige Kristove priče.
Is letting God perfect our loving character.
Jeste da Bog treba da usavrši naš karakter ljubavi.
Same context for Matthew 5:48.
To je isti kontekst Matej 5:48.
Be ye therefore perfect even as your Father in heaven
Budite
is perfect.
Budite savršeni kao što je savršen Otac vaš nebeski.
Read the context.
Čitajte kontekst.
It's not medieval sinlessness.
To nije neka srednjovekovna bezgrešnost.
The context is can you love your enemy like God loves his enemies.
Kontekst je možeš li ti da ljubiš svoje neprijatelje kao što Bog ljubi svoje neprijatelje.
Can you be a lover like God?
Možeš li ti biti takav čovjek pun ljubavi kao što je Bog biće pun
ljubavi. Oh, I could talk about other passages that deal with the final judgment.
Ja bih mogao da govorim i o drugim tekstovima koji govore o konačnom sudu.
Matthew 25 and the sheep and the goats.
Matej 25 o ovcama i jarcima.
The judgment turns upon one point.
Ali sud se okreće oko jedne tačke.
Whether we've loved our neighbor.
Da li ljubimo svoje bližnje?
And lastly.
I konačno. Lastly, we have to give you more time.
Lastly.
Kažem, i konačno morat ćemo mu dati još vremena.
I know there's something that's lastly.
Ja znam da konačno dođe nešto konačno.
Because my brain said so. Oh, I got something I can conclude with.
Moj mozak mi kaže, imam sad nešto s čime treba da zaključim.
Let's have a final demonstration.
Ajde da imamo konačnu demonstraciju.
Christ Object Lessons, page 415.
Hristove priče, 15. stranica.
The last rays of merciful light.
Can you give me the possibility? Poslednje zrake milostivog svetla.
The last message of mercy to be given to the world.
Poslednja vest milosti koja će biti objavljena svetu.
Is a revelation that here is a people that's got the victory over eating cheese.
To je otkrivenje da postoji narod koji je postigao pobedu nad svojim grehom.
No, it's not what it says.
Oh, ne kaže to.
A revelation of his character of love.
njihov koji su otkrili svetu svoj karakter ljubavi.
First three words of Patriarchs and Prophets.
Tri reči iz knjige Patrijarsi i Proroci.
3,000 pages later, last three words of Great Controversy.
Poslednje tri reči u velikoj borbi.
God is love.
Bog je ljubav.
Same three words.
Sa iste tri reči.
That's what the Great Controversy is all about.
O tome se radi u knjizi Velika borba.
Can God take selfish people?
Bog uzima sebične ljude.
And make them into lovers.
I pretvara ih u ljude pune ljubavi.
That's the demonstration.
To je demonstracija Božeg karaktera.
Sin is love focused on ourself.
Greh je ljubav usmerena prema nama.
We need a new heart.
Nama je potrebno novo srce.
New mind.
Novi um.
God's real law written on our heart.
Da Boži stvarni zakon bude upisan u naše srce.
And what's the everlasting law?
A šta je taj večni zakon?
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy might and all thy soul.
Ljubi Gospoda Boga svim srcem svojim, svim umom svojim, svom dušom svojom.
And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
I ljubi bližnjega svojega kao samoga sebe.
God wants us to demonstrate that law.
Bog želi da taj zakon mi prikaže.
And how we relate to him?
Kako da se odnosimo prema njemu?
And other people.
Kako da se odnosimo prema drugima ljudima?
Becoming more loving is the process of sanctification.
Postajući sve više pun ljubavi, to je proces posvećenja.
Such things as health reform only help me be a better lover, they're not sanctification.
Da, zdravstvena reforma mi samo pomaže da više ljubim ljude, ali to nije posvećenje.
And Christian perfection is reflecting the character of Christ.
A hrišćansko savršenstvo je odražavati Hristov karakter.
Who so loved the world.
Jer je on tako ljubio svet.
But he came
da je došao
to rescue us.
Da nas izbavi.
Can we be like him?
Možemo li mi biti kao što je on bio?
That's the question of the ages.
To je pitanje svih vekova.
John 13:35.
Jovan 13:35.
By this shall all men know that you're my disciples.
Po tome će svi poznati da ste moji učenici.
If you keep the Sabbath.
Ako držite subotu.
I had a convert come up to me, Brother Knight, where's that text?
Neki obraćenik došao k meni i pita, gde je taj tekst?
I said, you didn't listen, brother.
Nisi dobro slušao, brate.
By this shall all men know that you're my disciples.
A potom će svi poznati da ste moji učenici.
If you have love one for another.
Ako ljubite jedan drugoga.
And if you love God.
Ako ljubite Boga.
You'll keep his Sabbath.
Onda ćeš držati subotu.
You'll want to celebrate with him on Saturday.
Onda će želeti da s njim zajedno budeš subotom.
And if you love God,
ako ljubiš Boga,
you'll love your neighbor.
Ljubit ćeš i svoje bližnje.
And if you love your neighbor,
ako ljubiš svoje bližnje,
you won't beat them up and take their stuff away from them.
Nećeš im uzeti stvari koje pripadaju njima.
Even if you're big enough.
Ako si dovoljno velik.
That's enough.
Dovoljno.
May the Lord bless each of you.
Neka Bog blagoslovi svakog od vas.
In both your personal lives.
Neka vam pomogne u vašem ličnom životu.
In both your Adventism and your Christianity.
Neka vam pomogne da uključite i adventističku i hrišćansku stranu u svoj život.
And may he help you figure out how to put them together.
I neka vam Bog pomogne da pronađete način da ih uklopite jedan u drugi.
And in closing, I would say again.
I završavajući ponovo ću reći.
Don't believe me.
Nemojte mi verovati.
But investigate me.
Već istražite što sam rekao.
I may be wrong.
Možda sam pogrešio.
I may have taught you the wrong things.
Možda sam vam rekao nešto loše.
I don't think so.
Ja ne mislim da je tako.
But your responsibility is to relate to the word of God.
Ali vaša je odgovornost da iznađete da li je pravo ili nije.
Study these things.
Proučavajte ova pitanja.
And may this be the beginning of the study of Adventist theology.
I neka to bude početak proučavanja adventističke teologije.
Not the end.
A ne kraj.
May God bless each of you is my prayer.
Neka Bog blagoslovi svakoga od vas, to je moja molitva.
Amen. Amen.